G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
My deep concern this morning in my Monday Think Spot is why are there so few or no conversions taking place in our churches? If you've got revival in church, well, praise the Lord. But generally, I think I'm right in coming to the conclusion that preachers are preaching away the truth in our Bibles, but is it really changing people's lives? Because surely that should be the object of every address delivered from our pulpits, isn't it? Is the preacher really seeking God to know what to preach about? Or is he so busy with other things that, he hasn't got much time to think about what to preach and maybe pinch into somebody else's sermon, who knows, from a book. After all, he knows who will be present in the services and what they need to hear, doesn't he? If nothing is happening in our services, then surely something must be wrong, because Romans chapter 1 verse 16 clearly says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Recently, in a service, I heard people go out from that service saying things like, oh, that was boring, the speakers were so unreal. Yes, I know that people can make excuses because they do not want to be touched by God, but what I'm asking is it all their fault? Why isn't the truth empowered by the Holy Spirit really reaching its chosen mark? Doesn't Hebrews 4:12 read about the sword of the Spirit being the word of God, quickening and cutting, etc.? Is it possibly that too much of the service is given over to other items, not necessarily to be overlooked, but are they being introduced at such a time in the service that distracts from the real object of the preaching service, which is either to convert or build up the Christian? A service so filled that there is neither little time for the sermon or people are worn out listening to the first part of the service. Well, is that right? Read once again Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. How convicting was that? They were cut to the heart, to the very centre of their being. Did they feel something during that sermon? Could they go home without a response? They felt the fear of God and knew that they were guilty. They acknowledged their part in the death of Jesus Christ. Some say you must not preach too personally to anyone. How foolish that is. The word of God should work reaching into the very heart of the individual and saying, John, Janet, Jenny, whatever your name is, this is for you to hear. And so on the day of Pentecost, they listened to Peter, and they came to a point during that sermon when they wanted desperately for their lives to be changed, so much so that they would be waiting around afterwards for a long time, no doubt waiting to be baptized. There were 3,000 of them. Also, surely they would have been counseled first, wouldn't they? Perhaps there are too many preachers entering our pulpits today who are untrained, not called by God, and not meant to preach. They haven't got the gift of preaching. Is it fair to our congregation to have such men ministering to them? Or even men practicing for the benefit of judges to ascertain their preaching ability during Sunday services? Surely there are other occasions suited for that purpose. When I take someone unconverted to church, to a gospel service, I want them to hear the gospel, nothing less. I don't want them to get bored with other things. Consider this question. What kind of effect does the speaker have on his hearers? When Robert Murray McShane appeared in the pulpit, before he even opened his mouth, the congregation was stilled and even silently tearful. Why? Because they knew that here was a godly man who brought with him into the pulpit a sense of God's presence. And the people knew he most certainly would deliver a message heaven sent, and it was effective. The awesome sense of God's presence was there. This man only lived into his early 30s, but revival broke out in his church even when he was away from it. God honored this man's faithful ministry. There was a seriousness about the church meetings and no flippancy, which can be sadly experienced in churches today, as if you have to have humor to keep the people coming. Who is the preacher trying to please? God or man? My concluding thoughts are concerning the failings in the preacher and the failure in the presentation of God's truth, the message of the preacher. The preacher has to be a God-centered man, a man of integrity, knowledge, and understanding the scriptures, a man whose very life is to live the life of Christ, and who truly believes that God's word is God's powerful word, and he has no other message to preach. He is to preach it in a lively, not a boring way, because he knows it is truth. And he is a man who knows the Spirit's work in his own life and knows something of the Spirit helping him in his preparation and his delivery of God's message. He has a dynamite stick in his hands and he expects it to explode by the power of the Holy Spirit to penetrate men and women's hearts. A man who speaks with authority and unafraid of upsetting the congregation, and certainly not there to entertain them with humor. He is a dying man speaking to dying men and women. The time given to him must be adequate and not restricted by what follows the service. After all, football fans do not want the game to end, do they? The theatre show to finish? Do the theatre goers want it to finish, or do they want it to go on? Read Acts 2:42. It's a very important passage about the hunger and the thirst of it, the early church. After they were converted. Day after day, the new converts couldn't get enough of God's word. But what do I hear Christians say today? You have to break up the sermon into several parts with some singing between. After all, people can't concentrate for more than 10 minutes. That is untrue when a person is truly converted. They are hungry and thirsty for more. Read the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Read your Bible carefully, and you will see how true this is. Maybe we have too many intellectual believers who give assent to the gospel message, but their lives are not supernaturally changed. There's still too much of the world in them. If there is, there's something wrong. Examine yourself, my friends. The preacher must also never assume that all are believers in the congregation. However his hearers are knowledgeable in the scriptures, however influential they are in the church in helping to pay the minister's wages, they could even be marvelous in prayer meeting, very eloquent. The preacher has no favorites among the church and is not going to preach to please them. He is to preach as if all were sinners. They truly are. They're either saved sinners or unsaved sinners. True believers will not be offended by this, but pleased to hear once again the gospel that secured them in Christ. The message must center on Jesus Christ, especially in the gospel service, which should be regular every week. His life, death, resurrection, ascension, and returning glory. Eternity and eternal punishment must be preached to draw people to Jesus Christ. If not saved, we are lost. There's no in between. Please pray and consider what I say. I am sharing my heart's deep concern for you to consider. Out of 40 years a believer by God's grace, and in my happiest moments and holiest moments, I long for revival in the church and much more glory to go to God and for his church to be more effective. Please write to Dave or me if you are similarly concerned. We would be encouraged if you did.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we acknowledge our need to come to church services in the right spirit and pray very much for our church leaders, that they may bring with them a greater sense of our Lord's presence, and may our meetings be privileged with that beautiful and awesome sense of your presence, which we know is possible. When Solomon's temple was built, there was a tremendous sense of your presence there. It would have been awesome. All was in keeping with your will, and you blessed your people. The priest could not stand to minister, such was the power of your presence felt. Lord, do it again, please, for your praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.